Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. And our final topic from our montage at the beginning of the show, beginning-ish, kids in AI, kids in school, and the former teacher. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I find myself going to ChatGPT a lot lately.
Wait, you're a former teacher?
No. I'm just talking about myself. Oh, did she say
it? Yeah, she said you're a former teacher.
No. I meant the teacher in the segment.
Oh, I thought you were saying Allison. As the former teacher.
I did want to be a teacher.
Did you?
Well, I did homeschool.
Hey, so same. We've been teachers.
A little bit of a teacher. But I sympathize with kids because the temptation is very, very strong to, I'll be like, ChatGPT. And then by the time I turn around, we're talking like we're besties. And it's weird.
I can't get into that. I hate talking to AI. Well, I'll ask AI something like if I want a deep dive, quick research question, and that's it. These people that talk to AI beyond that, I don't like that.
I don't. And I think the problem is we know how to jump on and jump off. We know how to, hey, AI, chat, find me low-cost flights to blah, blah, blah. Or cooking, whatever. Like, we know how to hop on and hop off. The kids today, though, sonny boy.
You're so old.
I'm so old. Ugh, that was such an old person thing to say. But this former teacher was talking about the fact that kids do not know how to write. They do not know how to read. They do not know how to do math. Anything she asked them to do specifically related to writing a 5-sentence paragraph was arduous for them. And so no wonder we're in a world of hurt. Would you guys agree with that?
Well, it's little things. Like this weekend, y'all know I'm on this weird health kick. I've got my grounding mat. I took my shoes off here.
Is it helping?
I don't know. In my head.
It's the placebo.
I heard about grounding from, two doctors that I really respect. And I thought, y'all are kooky. And then now it pops up on Instagram. And so then I was like, well, I got to try the grounding mat. So here I am, shoeless in the studio. Anyway, I bought this new kind of detox supplement. And you have to take it away from other vitamins or things you're taking. And so instead of using my brain and doing some math, I was like, hey, Chatty, I don't know what I'm going to name it. And it put me together a whole, what time I needed to take everything. I was like, and that sounds so stupid, but that is a legit exercise for your brain. And these kids are missing out on all that, which sounds dumb, but I'm telling you, it makes a difference. It's like how you have to work backwards and logically think about things. And I can't. And it's a puzzle. And now they don't have to do any of that. And so I think it's kind of like marrying your cousin. We're all getting dumber.
I didn't think I'd hear about AI and marrying your cousin in the same.
I mean, it's all, our IQs are dropping, JP. Yeah. Okay, for lots of reasons. Not just your cousin marriage.
Well, I mean, I'm 22.
Not your cousin.
Well, no, I
don't know about that.
I'm 22, and I feel like I didn't use AI at all in school, but my younger sister, who's 20, and she's in college, she uses AI for her homework. My cousin, who's 16, is in high school. He uses AI for his homework, and so I feel like, but also there's the other side of it. I've seen some things about teachers are so paranoid about it. They run the their students' essays through these AI checkers, and you used an M-dash. Only AI uses M-dash. Fail. It's like, no, I just use M-dash. It's just relax.
What's an M-dash?
Like the long dash. It's the longer version of just a normal dash. AI uses the M-dash a lot, but there's some kids who just use that and have been, accused of cheating using AI when they really weren't. Also, somebody put the Declaration of Independence in an AI fact checker or an AI checker, and it said that it was 99% AI generated.
Oh, please.
It's like, so, there may be a part of it that the teachers are too paranoid, but it's just a weird balance of, okay, if you are in a world with AI, do you, on a normal basis, do you need to do much critical thinking, or can you just look up, on AI? That's the problem, is that these kids, and I say these kids, I'm 22, they know how to just go to AI because that's just the world we live in, but I guess it's finding the balance between having to actually use your brain rather than ChatGPT, tell me how to do this, But I'm interested if the audience out there, if their kids are using AI for their homework, if they've noticed.
Well, it becomes very hard to tell them not to use it when we do have ad nauseum. I know we've talked about it, Common Core in the classrooms. We don't have morality. So why would you tell them don't use it? Whose morals are you using anymore to say don't? So then you think about Claudine Gay at Harvard, who plagiarized from some of it was from a lady we know, Carol Swain. I mean, the president of Harvard plagiarized her work. So if the president of an elite institution didn't use her own stuff and paper she passed off as her own, you're going to have a very hard time making the argument, don't use this, even though it's not doing a whole lot for your brain. Because you do worry about our kids today and when we are in the hospital and it comes time to make end-of-life choices, what are they going to do? How are
they're
they going to
ask ChatGPT?
They are going to ask Chat. And Chat's going to go,
mom or not?
Plug it.
That's what it's going to say. But, you know, I mean, we've lost critical thinking skills. That's what went out the window 25 years ago. And it's not coming back unless we make a change. But
I feel like
it's depressing.
AI can be a tool if you do the heavy lifting.
Yes.
And it can get you facts and statistics to back up your... But it just saying, hey, write me an essay. This many words on this.
What if we use it for the outline?
I don't have a problem
hey,
with the
Chat,
outline.
Make me an outline for 1984, and then you go back and write it. Is that still cheating?
Depends.
Depends.
Oh, shoot.
But it's a good thought.
You know, we're going to skirt the system so we can still sleep at night and yet get it done.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I mean, there's a little part of you. We don't live our lives to the standard of the world, but you're like, well, if everybody else is doing it and nobody else is failing the class, why shouldn't I? The choices we make. All right. We've got Mark Kelly and Dingle Dip on the other side. That's all I know how to call him. We'll be back.